sister in Texas, and we're going to go before the Lord. Today is the Trinity Will Set You Free Thursday, and we're about to go before the Lord in prayer right now. Father, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come to you this morning, and we thank you for our brothers and sisters who are assembled on the line this morning to give you all of the honor, all of the glory, and all of the praise. Father, we know that it is not our doing that woke us up this morning. It was not our alarm clock that woke us up this morning. It wasn't our kids, our spouses, our parents, or friends. It was you, Holy Spirit, that got us up this morning, and we want to say thank you. We want to thank you for giving us the use of our limbs, the use of our mind, the use of our senses, Father God. We just thank you for blessing us, even when we don't deserve it, oh God. We just ask that you just continue to pour down a blessing on our family, loved ones, and friends. We ask that you pour down a blessing on this nation, oh God. We ask that you pour down a blessing in the neighborhoods that need you, God. We just want to thank you. We want to take time out right now and just ask for any forgiveness, for anything we may have said, anything we may have thought of, anything that we may have done that is not pleasing to you, God. We thank you for the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your Son, and we thank you for you, Father God, because the Trinity will set us free. And now as we're on this telecommunications sanctuary, we ask that you bless us. We ask that you bless the speaker this morning. We ask that you bless the words that come from their mouth, because we know it's straight from the throne room, oh God. We ask you, Father, that you just continue to bless their coming and their going. We ask that you bless this mind, that it goes uncontaminated, that the word comes forth with clarity. We ask that the word comes forth with your order, God. And most of all, we just want to give you all the honor, all the glory, and all the praise. It is in Jesus' precious and matchless name that we pray. Amen and amen. You go out there, have a Holy Ghost-filled day, and greet your brother and sister with Jesus' joy. I'm now turning the call over to Minister Kai. Are you there?
I am here, Minister LaShawn. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Thank you so much, Minister LaShawn, for greeting and feeding us this morning as we've come into the telecommunications sanctuary. I want to say the tag is amazing. The Trinity Will Set You Free Thursday and every day. So I just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Master's Call. My name is Minister Kai, and I reside in the great city of Norcross, Georgia. I want to thank you for joining us this morning and wish you the warmest of Kingdom's greetings. If this is your first time joining us, we just want to say a special welcome, 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 and we hope that you join us again. This call is all about the Master, our Creator, and we know that our Father gathers us early in the morning faithfully to give him reverence, glory, and honor. The Master's Call was founded on October 25th, 2010, by two amazing women of God, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, affectionately known as our Mother Eagle. Of course, when God gave them this call, he gave them a mission and a scripture. The mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as we begin our day. And the scripture reference is Psalms 88:13. But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you. Here on the Master's Call, we begin the call with prayer, we end the call with prayer, and we pray that you continue each and every day in prayer. The Master's Call is brought to you live each week, Monday through Friday, at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central, and 5 a.m. Pacific. Each day, you can hear the recorded message for that day by calling 712-432-1085 and using the PIN code 957-677-PAC. And we have a website in which all of the messages are archived, and that is themasterscall.net. That's themasterscall.net, and you can get all sorts of information there. You can leave praise reports and prayer requests. You can leave suggestions and ideas and see the bios of every speaker that we have. Also, we have an email address, which is info, I-N-F-O, at themasterscall.net. That's info at themasterscall.net. And if you have a praise report or a prayer request, if you just, you know, feel like God is leading you to to join the team, or if he's given you a word, you can send an email to info@themasterscall.net, and either our prayer general, Minister Robin, or Dr. Vanessa will get back with you. Immediately following this call is the MMC call, hosted by none other than our very own godmother, Platinum President, Dr. Dorothy Cook, and a host of other excited and ready to teach us about things leaders and artists international. And that number is 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. Again, the MMC call is immediately following this call at 530-881-1300, PIN code 539-598#. And we know that in November, we have the upcoming Artist Empowerment Conference in the Bahamas. So if you need more information to register, get room information, you can go to artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. So now I'm going to get out of the way and introduce the woman that God has coming forth to give us the word this morning. It's none other than Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Co-Pastor Lewis was born in Las Vegas, Nevada on August 1st, 1972 to a single teenage mother. Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis seemed destined to be another statistic. But what the devil meant for bad, God used for good. It was at a very young age that she knew her life was different from the others, that she was called by God to be set aside for his use. At the age of 13, she realized that even though she was brought up in the church, that she needed to make her relationship with God personal. She was filled with the Holy Ghost at the age of 14 and began preaching the gospel at many churches around the Las Vegas area. At age 17, she was ordained as an evangelist and a youth pastor by 19. Together with her husband, overseer Eugene P. Lewis, she co-pastored and founded Lion of Judah's ministry, in January of 2004, with the mandate of equipping the saints, win the lost, and recover backsliders. Pastor LaVonna has over 12 years of experience being a youth pastor, serving under her great-grandmother, Pastor Almarie Gaston, as well as serving alongside her husband as anointed tabernacle assistant pastors for 9 years. Pastor Lewis is a graduate of the University of Phoenix, Arizona, where she received her bachelor's degree in human and health services with a minor in organizational management, graduating with a BS. She is also a graduate of the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, where she earned a master's degree in special education, magna cum laude. On May 11, 2013, Pastor Lewis earned her second master's degree in Masters of Divinity with high distinction. She has also completed 1 year of courses and her residency towards her doctorate in education. She has successful radio ministry, travel preaching the gospel, train young people to live a life of abstinence and virtue, and prepare those who were called to preach, teaching them how to live a life they preach about. She's a wife, a mother, a sister, a daughter, a teacher, a pastor, a counselor, and a friend. So I want to present to some and introduce to others none other than Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis. Co-Pastor, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear, my sister. Take it away.
God bless you. God bless you all this morning for being able to call. Again, it is indeed a blessing to be before you with the word from the Lord. Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity. We just give honor to God, to the wonderful owners of this beautiful company, and we keep them dearly in our prayers, the Diaz de Leon family. And we thank God for our own pastors, PK and Dr. Vanessa, Dr. PK and Dr. Vanessa, and we're so grateful for both of them. They are indeed my sisters. We speak all the time, and they constantly encourage me as they do you. And so we thank you that you've gotten up this morning to hear what thus says the Lord. And so I bring to you a word this morning that the Lord had challenged with me in my spirit. And I say challenge me is because whenever you hear the word should always put forth a challenge in your spirit to increase, to stretch, to become better, to become more powerful, just to be better than you were before you read it. And so when I was in prayer with the Lord, he had given to me a word out of John 15, the 15th chapter, and the first to the ninth verse. And so when I was reading it, the Lord had broke something down to me. I have young people. I don't know about you and your family dynamics, but I have two teenagers in my home. And so my son is about to become a senior, and my daughter is entering the ninth grade. So both of them are entering these different phases of their lives and transitioning into young adults. And they are, you know, they're in with the trends. And so, you know, I'm old mommy. I don't know all the hip new stuff. And so they kind of help mama out by telling me some things and you know, helping me stay current. So I was talking to them, and they were on their phones one day, and both of them were just laughing and laughing and laughing. And I was like, what are you guys looking? Of course, I monitor my children, and as you know, as we, as parents can do. And so I was asking them what was going on and what were they reading, what were they watching, and they said, we're watching vines. And I said, what in the world is a vine? And so they began to tell me that about a vine, and so I looked it up and I started watching some of the vines, you know, just kind of, again, monitoring what they were doing. And so just for you, I don't know if any of you know what a vine is, but a vine is just a quick, short video, about 5 or 10 seconds long, and it's a compiled of a bunch of clips, just random things that people do, you know, silly things that they do to perform in front of the camera to be funny and silly and get a laugh out of people. And so they begin to have this little saying, and I don't even quite remember when it started, if it was last year, this year, when it was, but they started doing some thing on there where people would say, do it for the vine, and the person would say, you know, I ain't going to do it. And ask them again, do it for the vine. And they say, I ain't going to do it. And so I don't know if you all, some of y'all on the line probably say, oh, yeah, you recognize what I'm talking about. Others of you are like, I have no idea, co-pastor, where you're going with this. And so, you know, they would say this, and they would ask the person three times, and the person was reluctant. And then I guess on the third time, they realized, all right, fine, I'll do it for the vine. And they start, you know, whatever it is, some silly dance or some song or something silly for the vine, for the video clip that they are video clip person that has their phone, they're videotaping. And so the Lord was talking to me about that, and he was saying, you know, how funny it is that these people degrade and berate themselves, make themselves look silly, you know, make themselves look, you know, like idiots in front of everybody, just, you know, just for a laugh. But here we have the true vine, and he posed the question, would you do it for the true vine? And so we're going to come from that thought that we can find in John 15, 1 through 9, about doing it for the vine. And that was, he asked me that, and I laughed because the way the Lord speaks to me is so comedic at times. And so I want to put a challenge to you that are you willing to do it for the true vine? And so what do you mean do it for the true vine? Do what, co-pastor? Where are you going with this? Well, let's read real quick. 15 says, I am the vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me beareth not fruit. He taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purges it, that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, as the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. And 5 says, I am the vine, ye are the branches, and he that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me you can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch, and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me and my words in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. And then 9 says, as the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. And so what I want to talk to you tonight, today again, is can you do it for the vine? Here we're reading, if we go back to the 14th chapter, we see the background of Jesus' disciples about to leave the upper room, and they're headed to the Garden of Gethsemane, where Jesus prayed this great prayer, and then later he was going to be arrested by the mob and led that was led by Judas, and apparently we know the outcome of this. But here in this scripture, we see that we're so grateful that Jesus did what he did. But now that he did what he did on the cross and raised from the dead and did this for our sins, now that is not the end of the story. That's just the beginning of the story, because now there is a challenge to us, the disciples who are walking this earth. There is a challenge now that we have to understand that now is the time for us to be at work. Now is this time for us to be busy. Busy making sure that the true vine is known amongst the earth, that we are bearing fruit. Well, what kind of fruit? If you go to Galatians 5, you'll see the kind of fruit that they're talking about, the fruit of love and righteousness, and the fruit of love and peace and faith, and the fruit of long-suffering and temperance. You know, Galatians 5 and 22, if you don't know, you can go there and you can see the kind of fruit that the Lord wants you to bear. And the greatest of these is love. So we have to make sure that we're doing it for the true vine, that we're loving one another, that we're loving not just those who are lovable, not just those who love us. And you'll notice, if you haven't already, keep living, that your love will be tested with folks. Your love will even be tested with your business. Your love will be tested with folks. You keep telling them how to be healthy, how to be wealthy, how to be wise, and they don't want to hear you. Oh, well, you know, I don't want to do it for the vine. I don't want to do it for myself. I don't want to do, you know, nonetheless for myself. I sure don't want to do it for the vine. I don't want to be lovable. I don't want to be peaceful. I don't want to be faithful. I don't want to be, I don't have temperance and self-control. Come on. They don't want to do any of this. And so we have to understand, though, that that still does not dictate how we are to respond. He is the true vine, and we are the branches. And he clearly tells us, and he's letting us know now, that there's a challenge amongst us, that you have to be connected to me, because you abide in me. If you stick with me, if you're connected with me, if you let me be grafted with me, I'm going to purge your fruit, and you're going to bring forth much fruit. Now, that's the mandate. The mandate is not that you just be, enjoy some fruit and eat some fruit, pick fruit off the tree, but that you turn around and be fruitful yourself. Somebody ought to be able to come pick off your tree. If they need some peace, they ought to be able to come pull some peace off your tree. They ought to be able to pull some faith off your tree, some love off your tree. Why? Because you're so fruitful. You're bearing fruit. You're continually bearing fruit. If you look at 2, it says every branch in me beareth. And if you any studiers of the word or anyone who knows about that ETH at the end, it's a continuum. It means I continue. I don't just bear fruit now. I continue to bear fruit. That means I'm constantly in season. I heard a saying that I love so much, that if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. So that means I constantly bear fruit, even when it may not be, you know, orange season, but I got some peaches for you. And it may not be peach season, but darling, you better know I got some coconuts for you. I'm going to have some kind of fruit for you continuously. Why? Because I'm connected to the true vine. I'm delivering because the true vine wants me. And I got to recognize it. 4, it says that the branch cannot bear fruit of itself. This ain't me. This ain't you. This has absolutely nothing to do with us. This has absolutely nothing to do about, well, co-pastor, you don't understand what I'm going through. Darling, it has nothing to do about what you're going through. Everything you're going through, everything you're suffering, everything that has been thrown your way was nothing more than something to purge your tree so that you bear more fruit. And you have to understand, anybody who, I'm a city girl, I've been born and raised in Las Vegas, I ain't never really been anywhere outside of Vegas unless I had to go preach there. go and visit some family. But I understand what it is about trees, and we don't have many in Las Vegas, but we do have some, the ones they haven't knocked down to build a strip with. But we have some trees, and if you notice a tree, every season it purges itself. All of the leaves fall and it drop off. But if you understand the system of a tree, that the tree looks really good until a good breeze comes. And that's when you really see the branches that are on the tree, that's connected to the tree. Other than that, you'll think all those branches are connected. But when that good wind comes by, that good old strong wind comes through, it'll blow every false branch that was just sitting up there. And I come to speak a word this morning to you that God is, you notice that things are getting real scarce in your life, that friends are getting scarce, your circle's getting a little bit smaller, things are getting a little scarce in the house. Well, I want you to know that that's all that is God is sending a strong breeze, a strong wind, an anointing. The power of God is blowing through in your life, and all it's coming to do is to get rid of every false branch that you thought was sitting there. If people are dropping off of your organization, let that wind blow all the false branches off, because the only way you're going to have a strong tree is that God got to get rid of every false branch that they can sitting up there and posing. And we don't need no posers around us. We want true and living. We need everybody that's a body, everybody that's connected. I need to know who's really connected. And the only way you're going to know who's really connected to you, and the only way you're going to know if you're connected to the vine, is when a good breeze comes through, when a good strong trial blow through your way. Trust me, I could preach to you about some good strong trials coming to blow. And this was the Lord was telling me through this, that I'm just coming, daughter, and I'm just letting you know that because you're still standing, because you're still preaching, every morning you get up and put your garments on, every morning you get up and take your supplements, and you put that smile on your face, and you go to work, and you work your business, it is me letting you know that you are still connected to the vine. So what I want to tell you this morning is you got to do it for the vine. I want to ask you, are you going to do it for the vine? Now, don't be like the folks on the little show, on the little vine that say, I ain't going to do it. No, 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 no. You got to be the one that say, no, Lord, if ain't nobody else going to do it, I'm going to do it. I'm here. And so I want to bless you because I want you to read 8. You got to go all the way down and go to 8. 7 first says, if you abide in me, and my words abide in me, you, that you can ask what you will. There's a blessed in being connected to the true vine. But 8 says, this is where my Father is glorified. Why do we do it for the vine? Because my Father is glorified. It ain't got nothing to do with me. But everything that abides and me staying connected is being a blessing to my Father. And when my Father is blessed, I bear more fruit and I'm a true disciple. How? Because I got love on my tree. And so I'm going to do this for the vine. Whatever God commands me to do, I'm going to do. And so I want to be a blessing to tell y'all this morning, as you're making your way and you're doing what you got to do, get up, shake them false leaves off, let that get up and say, blow, wind, blow. Blow, wind, blow. Because when it comes, it ain't coming but to do nothing but show you that you're connected and to continue with your bearing of your fruit. Be blessed this morning. Know that you are victorious. You are connected. You are a branch to the true vine. Love you. God bless.
My God, my God, my God. What an amazing word, Pastor Lavonna Lewis. And we thank you for it. We just ask you to stay around. I'll call you back for the benediction. We're going to go before the Father in prayer. Father God, we just thank you for your word this morning that you poured out through Co-Pastor Lavonna. Father God, just continue to return virtue to her as she pours out, Father. Continue to pour into her 100-fold, Father, giving her a fresh anointing each time she opens her mouth to say, thus says the Lord. And we continue to pray for our artist family, distributor Anthony London, as they are celebrating the life of his mother, Melva London, today in Houston. You know, they're celebrating her. And we just ask you to be with them, oh God. Touch them. Give them the peace that passes all understanding. We ask that you continue to cover Dr. P.K. Roberts, Lord, as she is on sabbatical. Give her a fresh wind, a fresh fire, oh Heavenly Father. Continue to lead and guide her and direct her path. We pray for Joni right now, oh Heavenly Father. We know that leukemia is a name, and it must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we call her healed, whole, and walking in divine health, oh God. Lord, we just ask you to continue to touch each and every artist distributor. Touch their business. If it's time, if it's a pruning season, give them the strength and the peace to stand throughout the pruning, oh Lord, because we know that you are cutting away that which we do not need. That which is not required, that which is hindering our growth. So we just thank you for even the pruning season, oh Lord. And even though it doesn't feel good at times, oh Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you through it anyway, because we know that you are working it out for our good. Even when the devil tries to come against us, we know that all things work together for the good of them that love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So we praise you and we honor you. Lord, you know every prayer request on this line, spoken and unspoken, and we thank you for it. So we know that you are going to do exceedingly and abundantly according to the power that worketh in us, O Lord. So we want the power of the Holy Spirit right now to rest, rule, abide in each of our lives, O Heavenly Father. We pray for the DeLeon family, Father. Keep them covered. Keep a hedge of protection around them so that they may continue to grow in artists and that this company may continue to be pleasing to you, O God, because we know that they are called according to your word and your will, O Heavenly Father, in creating Artists International. I ask that you cover our other co-founder, Dr. Vanessa. Cover her family, O Heavenly Father, as her Uncle Frank is still in the hospital, Lord, but you are doing, you're giving them signs and wonders, O Heavenly Father. Each day he's getting stronger and stronger, and more things are coming to pass, O Heavenly Father. Continue to be the peace that passes all understanding for Mother Josie, O Heavenly Father. Continue to do and as you will. Father, blood pressure is a name, and it must bow down to the name of Jesus. So we thank you and we praise you, and we're going to not wait for the manifestation, but consider it done in Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Again, following this call is the morning motivational call, and that number is 530-881-1300. Access code 539-598-POUND. If you want to listen to the message from today, would you do it for the true vine? Then you can call in at 712-432-1085, PIN code 957-677-POUND. Again, the Artist Global Empowerment Conference is coming up in the Bahamas in November. You can go to artistempowermentconference.com. That's artistempowermentconference.com. I just want to tell you thank you all for calling in. We love you. We hope to hear you again in the morning. Pastor, Co-Pastor LaVonna Lewis, would you give us that benediction?
Yes, God bless you. Thank you so much for that prayer. And so we want everybody to take heed to the prayer requests and keep them ever before the Lord. You know, we want to make sure we pray for them and that the Lord strengthen every prayer request that goes before him. Now, Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have listened to the word. You have given us the word, and you have listened to our prayer. And we thank you, Father, that you are a God that does everything for us. You keep us ever before you on your mind. We thank you, Lord, that every decision that you made was for the betterment of us. Every act that you've done and every word that you've allowed to be written was so that we can be increased. Now, Father, we thank you, God, that you are the true vine, and we thank you, Father, that we are abiding in you and that you're bringing forth much fruit, and Father, that we can't do anything without you. Thank you, Lord, that you are empowering us to be fruitful on today. Thank you, Father, that where it seemed like fruit didn't spring up, where it seemed like we didn't have fruit that we needed, God, that it is about to be an abundance. I speak over your people, an abundance of fruit. Bring provision, God. We speak the thousand flow, God, of whatever it is that we need. Now, Father, we pray, God, that you would watch between me and thee while we're absent. one from another, that we be empowered, strengthened. In your name, Jesus, we pray, and it is so. Amen.